cheerful sounds a minute after the ruling that set Job Sikala free. Obed Masaraure is the National Solidarity Organizer for Job Sikala Solidarity Chapters, a pressure group meant to highlight the incarceration of Sikala and other political prisoners. He welcomes his release, but has no kind words for the judiciary.
Yes, we are happy that Job Sikala has finally been reunited with his family, is now able to continue with his legal practice, but we are angry with the conduct of our state. We are angry with our judiciary. Why did they incarcerate Job Sikala for almost 2 years now? But what is his crime? It was to stand up when it was not fashionable to stand up.
Critics have said Sikala's case was political, one that needs political remedies, but the director of information for the ruling party ZANU-PF, Farai Marapira, says Job Sikala's case was purely criminal.
The mere fact that Job Sikala is a politician does not mean that his arrest is political. The arrest of Job Sikala was purely of a criminal nature because of accusations that were leveled against him, and he was convicted by a court of law and summarily sentenced. This is a good example of the true doctrine of separation of powers, and it has been exercised to the fullest extent, and we appreciate and respect that from the courts.
Masaraure maintains that Sikala has been shortchanged and deserves an apology by the nation.
Our forefathers, our forebearers, went to the liberation struggle to fight for a just and free and equal Zimbabwe, where if every citizen will get an opportunity to contest in elections, to challenge the government of the day, and to speak their minds freely. So this is unfortunate that Job Sikala had to endure that. And we owe him an apology as a nation. We say we are sorry, Job Sikala, we could have fought for your release earlier on, but we are glad that he's finally free. But going forward, we have drawn a line in the sand. No other citizen will suffer the same fate.
Masaraure says the pressure group will focus on expressing solidarity with other political prisoners. Sikala's release comes just days after the leader of the opposition, Nelson Chamisa, announced he is leaving the political party. Citizens Coalition for Change, after a series of internal disputes that saw the recall of his close allies by Senyenzo Chabangu, who asserts that he is Secretary General of the party. Other CCC leaders disagree. Sikala was released and came home to jubilant sounds and a hero's welcome in his Chitungiza home. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zwinavashe from Harare.